is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a leading spokesperson in many of our country's ongoing national debates and has become a clear voice for those who are seeking a return to traditional conservative values. And now, here's Phyllis Schlafly.
I recently watched a truly remarkable segment on the CBS Evening News. It showed illegal aliens crossing our southern border and being apprehended by our border control agents. Then the CBS announcer said, these aliens don't run away. They want to be caught. The reason is that they know they can be the beneficiaries of our government's stupid policy called catch and release. Our border agents charge them as immigration law violators and then immediately release them on their own recognizance, which allows them to disappear into the American population. Homeland Security Secretary Michael Chertoff admitted that 130,000 illegal aliens who are other than Mexicans received this treatment last year, and that catch and release acts as an enticement for additional illegals to enter our country. What is Homeland Security Secretary Chertoff doing about this racket? He just said he is taking steps to change it and expecting significant progress in less than a year. The failure of our government to enforce our immigration laws is too scandalous and too costly for us to be satisfied with mere plans to do better sometime in the future. Illegal aliens are responsible for a terrible crime wave that includes criminal gangs from El Salvador, Guatemala, and Honduras. The gang called MS-13, which has an estimated 10,000 members, deals in narcotics, gun trafficking, prostitution, and murder after torture and mutilation. Meanwhile, U.S. taxpayers are paying a heavy burden of costs to provide illegal aliens with health care, public schools, in-state college tuition, housing subsidies, and treatment for third world diseases. The failure to enforce our immigration laws results in a general disrespect for all laws. Congressional candidates preparing for next year's election should beware. Illegal aliens are the hot-button issue among grassroots Americans.
You've been listening to the Phyllis Schlafly Report, presented by Eagle Forum. If the crisis of illegal immigration has you concerned, write us at Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002, and ask for our immigration information packet. That's Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002. And join us again next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
And defender of the First and Second Amendment rights, straight from the ghetto, the prisoner of South Central, Terry Anderson.
What's with this Terry Anderson guy?
He's articulating the popular rage.
Stupid people of America, good evening. If you ain't mad, you ain't paying attention. Last week, the President of the United States acknowledged in his weekly radio address that there is indeed a serious problem with illegal immigration. He numbered the problems caused by illegal immigration, schools, hospitals, law enforcement. He talked about smugglers and gangs that bring crime to our neighborhoods and said that we were a nation built on the rule of law. And those who enter the country enter illegally and break that law. He outlined a comprehensive strategy to reform our immigration system. This strategy is laid out with a three-part plan. First, we will promptly return every illegal caught at our border with no exceptions. This will include expanding the program called Interior Repatriation for Mexicans, meaning those caught at the border and returned to their hometown rather than being returned to the border city. This will keep people from turning right around and coming back across the border instantly. Second, the president said we must fix weak and unnecessary provisions in our immigration laws, such as senseless rules requiring us to release illegal immigrants, his words, not mine, illegal immigrants if their home countries will not take them back. And then third, we must stop people from crossing the border illegally in the first place. The president said that we are hiring thousands more Border Patrol agents and developing new technology to help them and assist them in keeping illegal immigration from growing any bigger. Everything the president said sounded good, but I would have to ask a question, or maybe a few questions of the good president. This is the fifth year of his presidency. Fifth year. Why now? This man was a Texas governor, a border state governor. He was well aware of the problems and has seen the devastation of illegal immigration firsthand. He even had a city there, El Cenizo, Texas, under his watch as governor that was not allowed to speak English in their official duties in government. So he knows all of this, and he knew it then. Why now? Since his father's administration, through the Clinton years and through the first 5 years of his administration, the American people, 80% plus, have said over and over and over and in poll after poll that they want illegal immigration stopped. He's heard their voices. He's got the letters, the emails, the phone calls, the U.S. mail. Why now? This issue, the illegal alien invasion, is splitting the Republican Party, his party, in two. Many people are leaving the party because of the dissatisfaction with the party's stance on illegal immigration. If that's the case, and he knows that, why now? Why is he now saying something about illegal immigration? I will tell you why. The president is feeling the heat from the American people. That's right, the fire got turned up under him. He's feeling the heat. Americans have flexed their muscles, and the president is taking notice. He has to. He's got no choice. His newly found alleged hardline stance on illegal immigration tickles our ears and gives us hope. But while we should have hope by what we're seeing going on and the way the mood has changed around the country, we shouldn't get it from him. Folks, don't believe him. Don't listen to him. Don't hear a word that he's saying. It is false. It is not the truth. Do not listen to what he says. His recent speeches are nothing more than a pacifier that you would slip to a crying baby. And that's what he's trying to do, is pacify those of us who are angry and vocal on this issue and keep us quiet. He doesn't mean what he's saying. If he did, he would have done it years ago. He's known of these problems over and over and over. But now, all of a sudden, he's decided he's going to say something. He said his strategy begins with a three-part plan. The truth of the matter is, it's a four-part plan. A four-part plan. He outlines it without giving a number. But it's true. The fourth part is there. After giving the first three parts of the plan, he says, quote, our immigration laws apply across all of America, and we will enforce those laws throughout our land, unquote. And after saying that, he told us in plain English what the whole deal was all about. It wasn't about the first three parts. It was about the fourth part. The first three were only window dressing. The fourth part of the plan is what this whole thing is about. He said, quote, finally, comprehensive immigration reform requires us to create a new temporary work program that relieves pressure on the border but rejects amnesty, unquote. That's what it was all about in the first place. The first two are caca de toro. None of it means anything. It is all about the guest worker amnesty. The others are the pacifier he's trying to stick in your mouth and keep you quiet. Has nothing to do with any of this. It is all about the guest worker amnesty that he says he rejects amnesty. If you allow people who have come to our country illegally to be all of a sudden legal, you have amnestied them. I won't even quote the rest of this song and dance he did on this one, folks. But what he didn't say on his radio address was that he wants to legalize these illegal aliens I just spoke of. And he wants them to take part in his guest worker program. That is an amnesty. They're afraid of the A words, a few A words I'd like to use when it comes to these people, but I won't. But they're afraid of this A word, amnesty. They don't want to use it because they know the American people ain't having it. And that word is the best word you can use to set the American folks off. And he knows this. These people would be here for 3 years with his amnesty. Legally, that's the clue. They would be here 3 years legally, and then they could renew it for an additional year, 3 years. Now, let's see. 3 years and 3 years is, let me do my math. Hold on. 6 years. 6 years they could be here legally. And immigration law says that anyone here legally for 5 years can apply for citizenship. You hear what I'm saying? He's going to allow them here for three, and three more make six. And the law says that if they're here legally for 5 years, they can apply for citizenship. These people will never get to year six because they will apply for citizenship in year five, and he knows it. He knows it. It is all part of the plan, and it's part of his plan. The president is not to be trusted on this issue, folks. He has got to pay some bills. He's got to pay back those people that put him in office. He's got to keep the cheap labor. As I always say, the spice must flow. No matter what happens, that cheap labor must flow. We don't care if it puts Americans out of work. We don't care if it ruins communities, closes hospitals, shuts down schools. That cheap labor must flow. Nothing else matters. We've got to have the cheap labor. This is his plan, his four-part plan, where only the fourth part counts. The first three will be gone like a cool breeze. You'll never see them again, but that fourth one will be put in action. It's kind of like a date. You know, man meets a woman. He's attracted to the woman. He asks her out on a date with only one thing in mind. You know what he wants. You know what he wants. It's a four-part date, and the first three parts don't count. Part one. He brings her flowers. Part two, he takes her to dinner. Part three, he takes her to a movie. And part four, if the guy gets his way, if the president gets his way, the woman on the date and the American people are both going to get. This is the Terry Anderson Show on the All American Radio Network.
Today we need a nation of Minutemen, citizens who are not only prepared to take arms, but citizens who regard the preservation of freedom as the basic purpose of their daily life, and who are willing to consciously work and sacrifice for that freedom. Do you know who said that? John F. Kennedy. Are you willing to work and sacrifice for your freedom? Considering the state of our nation, you ought to be. Anti-gun politicians today think they can improve society by keeping guns out of the hands of criminals. They pass legislation that only pertains to those who already obey the law. The fact is, gun control increases violent crime by shifting the balance of power to the criminal, while simultaneously disarming helpless victims and lawful citizens. This is Sherry Crawford, Director of Marketing for the Liberty Bells, urging you to defend your right to defend yourself. Visit our website at libertybells.org to get educated and to support the cause. Liberty Bells, we're putting the Second Amendment first.
Hi, I'm Roy Burns, President of the Association for Los Angeles Deputy Sheriffs. Many of us in law enforcement have come from military backgrounds. On Friday, November 11th, we celebrate Veterans Day. In 1921, an unknown World War I soldier was buried in Arlington National Cemetery. Ceremonies occurred earlier in England and France, where an unknown soldier was buried in each nation's highest place of honor. These memorial services all took place on November 11th, the anniversary of the end of World War I, which was 11 a.m., the 11th hour, the 11th day of the 11th month. This day is now known as Veterans Day. On November 11th of each year, we honor the U.S. veterans who fought on our behalf to protect and serve, the highest calling our nation has. I served in the United States Marine Corps before becoming a deputy sheriff, and say to you, Semper Fidelis. I'm Roy Burns. Thanks for listening.
Show and we talk about illegal immigration, and I want to remind everybody out there that has friends and relatives who cannot hear the sound of our voice, they can hear us live by going to our website, theterryandersonshow.com. I want to welcome all the good folks tonight at WLRM 1380 Memphis, Tennessee, KFNX 1100 AM Phoenix, Arizona. Love you folks in Phoenix. KDWN 720 AM. I love you folks in Vegas also. And I want to remind everybody that we are now on shortwave. You can hear us by going to WWCR. That's shortwave. It's 3.215 megahertz. You can hear us on shortwave. We're loud and clear in all 48 of the states here that ain't touched by water and soil. Anyway, let me give out that phone number now. Those who want to call, agree, disagree, curse me out. But don't forget, folks, you give back all that you give. And then some. That number is 1-866-870-5752. That's 1-866-870-5752.
And now it's time for... The most horriblest clown of the week.
Yes, it is time for the horriblest clown of the week. Folks, the once proud Republican Party, just look at Bush's lead on that one. The once proud Republican Party continued its escalated downward spiral last week when Republican National Committee Chairman Ken Mellman urged his party to oppose, quote, rising anti-immigrant sentiments, unquote, in the debate over border security and illegal immigration. He said this at a meeting of the Republican Governors Association. It's amazing to me, folks, how he can use anti-immigrant and then illegal immigration in the same sentence. It shows that he knows the difference between the two, but then he went on to say that the GOP risks being on the wrong side of history if it embraces, quote, this exclusionary message, unquote, which tells me that Mellman, along with Dreyer and Cannon and Flake and Colby and McCain, that's right, and even Campbell and the president, George Bush Jr., they are all spending every waking moment trying to turn the Republican Party into a party of lawlessness. That's right. This idiot said, quote, throughout our history, we have always been Americans who believe that coming to this to the shore, there have always been Americans who believe that coming to these shores was a right reserved only for them and their ancestors, but not for others, end quote. What he's saying is a lot of Americans have come here as immigrants and slammed the door on those who came after him. You are wrong here, Mr. Mellman. Not only wrong, you're an idiot. Nobody's talking about immigration. We're talking about illegal immigration. We're talking about slamming the door on those who do not wait in line and fill out the paperwork and get the chest x-rayed and get checked for the clap and everything else that immigrants have to do. That's what we're talking about. But you don't seem to care about that. You want to run illegal aliens and immigrants together because you know that that confuses the people, and that's what you want, a confused constituency. That's exactly what you want. You're absolutely wrong. The problem here is that people are angry, Mr. Mellman. They are fed up, and they want their laws enforced, and they want people coming here legally, period. And for you not to understand the difference between illegal and legal tells me that you're not worthy to run your party. At the end of his speech, he said, quote, America is a nation of immigrants and America is a nation of laws. We must remember the and between the two, unquote. It seems to me that you haven't remembered the and, Mr. Mellman. You forget about the law part and only remember this immigrant thing when these people are not immigrants. You don't care. All you want to do is one thing, and this is what irritates me with Democrats and Republicans. This is why I wouldn't join either party, because all you care about is putting your stinking party back in office. You don't care about what happens to the country. You don't care that you're being lawless. You don't care that you're making hispandering gestures to people who shouldn't even be here in the first place, can't vote for you, never will vote for you, but all you want is the cheap labor. You don't care about that. All you want to do is keep your party in power, and that's sad. You are an American second, third, or fourth, maybe, but you might be a Republican first, and that sucks. You suck. But Ken Mellman, more than that, you are the most horriblest clown of the week. Good Lord. And you want to know why I don't beat up on the Democrats? I can't get to them. I don't have time. This week they did announce, though, that a big piece of their platform for the next election will be amnesty for illegal aliens. So the Republicans, Democrats, no difference. The same. Let's get to our guests now, folks. We've got a lady on named Mickey McClain. She wrote a book. We've got a lot of immigration books being written now, but she's got one of the catchiest titles I've ever heard, Trojan Pinata. I love the title. Mickey, what do you hear? What do you say?
Well, can I start with one of my favorite quotations that opens the book?
Sure.
This is a professor at the University of Texas, and this is what he's telling his students. We have an aging white America. They're not making babies. They are dying. The explosion is in our population. They are blanking in their pants with fear. I love it. We've got to eliminate the gringo, and what I mean by that is, if the worst comes to the worst, we've got to kill him.
Yep, we play a lot of these quotes every week, Mickey. We play them on the air. We're going to play Mr. Navarro tonight as soon as we're off the air with you. We play these quotes to let the American people know just what's going on and what these people think of Americans. And it ain't just what they think of white folks. They got a few names for me, too. But
let me tell you something. You know, what's interesting to me is I've spent the last 6 months sending out hundreds of emails to the advisors of high school newspapers offering them $1,000 prize for an essay contest. No entry fee. I get nothing out of it. I foot the expenses myself. All the students have to do is write an essay on how illegal immigration is ruining America, And out of hundreds of high school newspaper advisors, none of them will run the contest ad in their papers.
Isn't that amazing?
And then these students are going to go immediately from that into a hotbed of Mecha, which I'm sure your listeners know about, college, where they're calling for the death of the gringo.
Their Mecha's motto is Por raza todo, fuera de la raza nada. For the race, everything. For those outside the race, nothing.
You know, I've been putting together some figures, and I wanted to share them with your listeners because I can't even wrap my mind around them, and I hope some of your listeners can prove that I'm wrong because they're too horrible to believe.
I dare them, but go
this
ahead.
This is about the cost of each illegal alien to each taxpayer. All right, just so your listeners know, if you go online and you research it, what you find is that the newest figures come from now, a lot of people are quoting $50 billion, that illegals cost America $50 billion. What those are coming from is from a study out of Rice University. Donald Huddle, very reputable, very fine. The only problem with that study is over 10 years old. So now we have George Borjas coming out of Harvard, and everybody pretty much agrees that the figures are sitting at $150 billion. You with me? $150 billion it costs the taxpayers?
That's a lot of money.
The proposed wall is $2 billion. And I love this. The secretary... Michael Chertoff is saying that $2 billion is too much for a fence.
Oh, yeah. You know why?
When illegals are costing us $150 billion. So what does that fence cost us? 1/75th of what we're paying now.
And, Mickey, they don't want to slow the illegals down. They don't want them slowed down. They want them here. They want that cheap labor here. That's all that matters. Keep it flowing. Everything
else...
Well,
I was sitting there with my calculator, and I said, okay, if we know now that illegals are costing Americans $150 billion. And we also know that there are approximately 10 million illegals in the country. This is fourth grader math. Do you know that comes out to $15,000 that illegal is costing you every year? The guy you see who wants to move your boxes on the cheap outside of Home Depot, he's costing you $15,000 a year. The mamacita who's strolling her four babies down the street, each one of those is costing you $15,000 a year. Over $1,200 a month to the taxpayer. And then I got down and dirty into the math, because when I do the revenge of the Trojan Pinata, people need to know this. There are 280 million non-illegal Americans. How's that for a term for the new millennium?
That's a good
there
one.
There are 280 million non-illegal Americans. Divide that by the $150 billion. That means every legal American soul is paying over $500 a year out of his own pocket for illegals.
Mickey, you know what I tell people, and that's an astounding figure. You know what I tell people all the time?
I haven't even heard anybody put that together, because the government doesn't want you to know.
Well, absolutely, but you know what I always tell people this? If a guy's got two kids, it costs $7,500 to school a kid here in California. If he's got two children, that's $15,000 deficit right there. Even if the kid never gets sick, he never gets sick if he never takes one food stamp from us. That's $15,000. This is outrageous. What pushed you to write the book?
What caused me to write the book?
Yeah.
Well, I think it started when I came home to my apartment and a whole lot of people I didn't know hired off the street were roaming around my apartment. Things were stolen, like my bank book, because my landlord had decided that he had just hired illegal aliens. What the hell? They came in to do repairs. And what person would come into their home and find five people hired off the streets roaming around their apartment?
Wow, that's rough. That is rough.
Yeah.
You know, and
then the crime thing. I think, you know, there's a really outstanding website, Immigration's Human Cost, and they've got a section on crime. You know, we have got beheadings. We've got a lot of trafficking in child porn. We've a Gentle Song, kind of a poster child. It's a horse that was shot on a bet by two illegals. You know, I think a lot about 9/11, and I don't understand how this invasion is different than 9/11.
Well, it's not any different. It's what we call here the PCBS, and what they do, they soften it down and say, well, these people are only here to work. Yeah, some of them, but some of them come here to sell drugs. Some of them come here to prostitute. Some of them come here to step on our system every way they can and take all of our welfare and everything else, and some of them are just bad people. Some of them just do come to work, but I don't want them here either. I don't want any of them here. I don't care how innocent they are.
Come to work, that's fine. I know that they don't get it, but even the ones who just come here to work, There's no way around the map. They're costing us
thousands
of dollars.
Absolutely.
It's the corporation.
Absolutely. I totally
agree. And they don't get it. I mean, they don't know that they're doing wrong, but math is math.
Oh,
they're
if they didn't know they were doing wrong, they would walk across San Ysidro. They wouldn't sneak across the desert. They know it's wrong. They know they're sneaking in. They know they're breaking the law. And that's what angers me so much. You know, I hear a lot of people say, well, don't blame them. Blame the politicians. No, I blame the politician. I blame the guy that hires him. And I blame that guy that laces up his shoes one morning and says, let me invade this guy's country. That's who I blame. All three of those entities, and they're all equally guilty. But the thing about it is, we've got to get this awareness to the public. We've got to let them know that this is killing us. It's killing us with the diseases that Dr. Cosman talked about last week. It's killing us with the financial things you're talking about this week. They're killing us with their gangs. They're killing us with everything.
To go back to the diseases, I heard your show last week. You want to know, this is amazing to me that the dialogue's even going on, because here's where the conversation ends. And the people that I quote, by the way, are the World Health Organization, Centers for Disease Control, Mayo Clinic, Johns Hopkins. This, to me, you were saying, what prompted you to write it? Well, this is one of the first things I came across. People, your listeners, and everybody in America needs to know that right now, one in every 20 Americans is infected with latent tuberculosis. This is a new strain. It's smarter than the drugs. It's multi-drug resistant. It has a higher death rate than cancer. One in every 20 Americans. That, and it's all coming from south of the border, according to the CDC. Do you know that 65% of communicable diseases are coming from illegal immigration? Extrapolate. That means shut down the borders. Two-thirds of communicable diseases would have been wiped out, will be wiped out. Moreover, and this is where the debate ends to me. Forget politics, forget money. One-third of the world is infected with latent tuberculosis. Hello? Do you want people you don't know anything about coming across the border?
You really don't.
Even back when they were leaching 500 years ago, they figured out when you have an epidemic, you quarantine.
Yep, you do. And this is something that we haven't even thought about. Most Americans don't know that they're bringing diseases that we've stamped out. Mickey, I got to go. I'm sorry. How do people get your book?
They go to thetrojanpinata.com.
Love the title.
And they can just walk through from there. We're going to be posting free champers. We have got some of the hate speech. The hate speech that's going on is terrifying.
Oh, yeah.
So just go to thetrojanpinata.com and have a field day.
Yeah, I get a lot of that hate speak, too. You ought to go.
Just so you know, you're in the book.
Oh, good. I'm glad to hear it. Go to our website and just read some of the stuff they write to me. It's atrocious. I don't even post it anymore, but don't worry about it. They're just a bunch of ignorant people. TheTrojanPinata.com. You can go there and read all about the book. You can get it there. It's good stuff. Every time we get a book like this written, we do a good thing for the country, Mickey. We really do. It's like Dan Sheehy's book and a few others. Peter Brimelow wrote a book a few years ago. This stuff is all good. It raises the awareness, and these books can be used as to sharpen our debate skills, if for nothing else. Mickey,
let me throw this out before you go.
Got
you know,
about
Wednesday
30 seconds.
Morning, people are going to wake up, and nobody's really going to think about anything different in particular. But a few years ago, we said, we'll never forget Pearl Harbor. Everybody forgot. Everybody but a few. And people will forget 9/11. But, you know, so it's time to remember. This is another 9/11.
It is. Mickey McLean, the Trojan Pinata, we want to thank you for coming on.
Thank you.
Take care. All right, folks, there you go. You got somebody that's out here doing something, writing a book, taking care of business. It's a type of deal where if you want to read about it, read about it. If you don't, you're an idiot, because you can't increase your awareness unless you do. Get these books. Get them. Give them as Christmas gifts. Give them as birthday gifts. Give these gifts to people that you think may read them, people you think may not. If it's sitting around the house, it's a good chance they'll pick them up and get some knowledge from them. That's the important thing. That's why these people write these books. They take their time. This is not a money-making deal, folks. There's no money in this. They do it for their country. They do it to raise the awareness. That's what's important. We're going to play Senor Navarro now. It's my favorite. I play it a lot. But every week there's somebody new who didn't hear it, and they didn't understand that there was actually people out here that had this type of hatred for America, this type of hatred for people who don't look like them, this type of racism, and that's all it is racism. Senor Navarro and Gutierrez and the rest of them are nothing but racists, because they only care about those who look, think, and act like them. Senor Navarro.
These are the critical years for us as a Latino community. We're in the state of transition. And that transformation is called the browning of America. Latinos are now becoming the majority. Because I know the time and history is on the side of the Chicano Latino community. It is changing in the future and in the present the balance of power of this nation. It's a game. It's a game of power. Who controls it? You are like the generals that command armies. We're in a state of war. This Proposition 187 is a declaration of war against the Latino Chicano community in this country. They know the demographics. They know that history and time is on our side as one community, as one people, as one nation within a nation, as a community that we are, the Chicano Latino community of this nation.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
It's back for a limited time only. I'm Scott Green of News Talk 870 KRLA, where your opinion counts.
Bring your family and friends to the greatest celebration of the season, the glory of Christmas at the Crystal Cathedral. Now in its 25th year, the glory of Christmas is still the most stunning Christmas pageant in the world. Dazzling flying angels soar through the magnificent all-glass Crystal Cathedral. Brilliant costumes and incredible special effects embrace glorious holiday music to retell the nativity story. Extravagant animals, breathtaking choreography, a massive set instill wonder and amazement in this holiday spectacular. Adults and children alike will be awed at the beauty and the majesty of this world-famous production. Join with the millions who have witnessed the wonder and the miracle of the glory of Christmas, November 25th through December 30th. For tickets, call 714-54-GLORY. That's
introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials, with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.airandair.us.
Approved. Americans will lose control of their own future. Go to stoptheftaa.org. Then tell Congress to say no to the FTAA.
This is the Terry Anderson Show, and we talk about illegal immigration. We've got a full board, but before we do that, before we get into the phone calls, and I'm going to get to everybody tonight, I want to remind folks, those of you who are listening on WWCR Shortwave, we need to hear from you. We need to know if it's going well. We need to know that you guys are out there. Go to our website, theterryandersonshow.com. You can email me. Just drop me a quick email, or you can write us a letter if you don't have that on the line. Online, you can send it. We'll give out that address at the end of the show for our web, our mailbox. So you can write us a letter, send us an email. Just, we want to know that you're listening. We want to know how it's working out with the shortwave thing. So please, if you're listening on shortwave, let us know. It only takes a second. Before we get to the phones, we're going to have a word from our sponsor, Mr. Jonathan Rose. He's from the Capital Gold Group. That's thecapitalgoldgroup.com, 1-800-510-9594. Jonathan, what do you hear? What do you say?
Well, the latest and greatest, Terry, is that gold has officially broken $500 an ounce. We've been tracking it for many years, and we actually predicted that gold would break $500 by Christmas time. So we're kind of a few weeks early.
That's pretty accurate.
We're doing pretty well. We expect it to go up to $800 to $1,000 an ounce next year. So for all of you people out there, all you listeners that are just tuning in, we're talking about gold. We're showing people how to protect themselves as the dollar continues to shrink and as our U.S. trade deficit continues to grow. You can protect your monies, you can protect your portfolios by diversifying in gold now. And for your listeners tonight, Terry, we have a special. We have an insider's gold guide. It's a $20 value. They can get it absolutely free this evening just by calling 1-800-510-9594.
Jonathan, we'll show you. Have you ever heard of people who see a deal and wait too long and don't take it? And then they say, boy, I wish I'd have got in when I had a good chance. But if this thing keeps going, they're going to say, I wish I'd have got in when it was at $400 or $500.
Yeah,
now it's at $500. It's going to be too late. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. We've been saying it's going to continue to go up, and the proof is in the pudding.
That's right.
You have to park your money somewhere. Gold is stable. It's the alternative investment, and you get to hold on to it. You get to hold on to solid gold coins.
That's right.
And they can get this information all about gold, 1-800-510-9594. That's 800-510-9594. But they must call now, and they'll get a gold guide. It's a $20 value, absolutely free this evening.
All right, folks, you can go to the website. That's thecapitalgoldgroup.com, or give them a call at 1-800-510-9594. That's Jonathan Rose, and we will give that number out again at the end of the show. Jonathan, I appreciate you coming on tonight, buddy. Thanks a lot.
Very quickly, Terry,
just want
your listeners know they can also see us this month in the Forbes 2006 Investors Guide. You can purchase Forbes, and you'll see a big article on the Capital Gold Group and about protecting your gold. So definitely pick up a copy.
Pick up a copy, folks, in Forbes this month. Jonathan, thanks a lot.
Thanks, Terry. Have a great evening.
You too. Take care.
Take care. Bye-bye.
All right. Let's get to the lines. Let's go to Jerome calling from Los Angeles. Jerome, what do you hear? What do you say?
Let's get to the lines. Let's go to Jerome.
Jerome, are you there?
Yeah, Terry, how you doing?
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, Terry, as we move closer and closer to the day of reckoning, I'm glad the other day I pulled down the petition for the cowborderpolice.com.
Right.
So I went ahead and did that, and a few days later, when I actually got it, I mailed the thing off, and I bumped into two guys that were actually circulating the petition at the store. So that was a good thing. I urged people, like you said a couple of weeks ago, if you got petitions, send them in, or if we get closer and closer to it, people need to go ahead and pull it down, and they can go ahead and get those petitions.
Not much time. I believe it's the 12th, which is next week. And we can do this. If folks just get them in. If you got them sitting out there, folks, send them in. Don't sit on them. Send them in. You got one signature on it. Send it in. Put a stamp on an envelope and send it in.
Right. That's what I had gone ahead and done. So
we're proud of you, Jerome. We appreciate the help. We all got to do that.
So, Terry, it's a shame. I mean, we're really going to need these border police because this whole attitude about the local police, they seem to have all the time in the world to harass U.S. citizens. But when it comes down to actually doing something about illegals, they're completely absent. And with that kind of attitude, this border police thing is I think it's going to be the only way that we're going to keep them
I would agree.
Over the edge.
I would agree. It's going to have to happen. If it doesn't happen this time, which I hope it does, if it doesn't, it's going to happen next year because this is important, absolutely important.
And Terry, can I give out this website I saw the other day? It's directly related to what you talk about. It's called WeNeedAFence.com. Have you heard of it?
Yeah, I've seen that website, and they're absolutely right. We do need a fence. That's the perfect first step for fighting this illegal immigration issue. You're absolutely right. Jerome, we got to go. Thanks for the call, buddy. Thanks for getting out there and getting those signatures. We need people like you. It's very important.
All right, Terry.
All right, buddy. You take care.
All right, brother.
Let's go to Scott calling from Las Vegas, Nevada. Scott, what do you hear? What do you say?
Hey, Terry. It's always a pleasure.
Likewise.
Fairly new listener, second time caller. I was going on the road, and what you were saying about Bush was so light on the money. I caught the news segments about him being down there, and I thought, okay, let's hear what he has to say. And then he started talking about increasing borders, more security, more fun. I was like, okay, this is cool. Maybe he's finally picking up on what people are saying. And then he snuck it right in there, just as you said. Didn't say amnesty. He said guest worker program.
There you go. You know, Scott, I wonder what it's like seeing the border from the window of a limousine. You know, that's how he got there. He took his limousine down there to the border. He didn't get out and gravel down there with the Minutemen and Minutewomen in their lounge chairs out there, sitting there in the middle of the night, cold in the rain with the dust and everything. No, he's not going to see it that way.
Well, I had to call to back you up on it because it was so amazing because it was. I just caught it, and I was like, cool, he's fine picking up on what the American people have said. Are feeling, and then he snuck it right in. It's like he's got such, excuse my language on this, but he's got such a hard-on for guest worker programs. Call them out of the country if they're illegals, and then start the guest worker program. The only question I really have is when does it start getting taken seriously, or when does it get better?
But, Scott, when you were listening to him, I'm sure you kept waiting for the other shoe to drop. Am I right? You know it was coming.
I did.
Yeah. Thanks for the call, buddy.
But when does it get better, though, you know?
Well, we'll see. Thanks for the backup.
Thank you.
All right. Let's go to our pal, our buddy, soon to be in the Congress of the United States, Jim Gilchrist. Jim, what do you hear? What do you say, buddy?
Terry Anderson, how are you?
I'm doing pretty good, buddy.
Thank you for having me on the air.
Anytime, any place.
The momentum is getting better. It's getting certainly very optimistic about the outcome Tuesday. And let's see what happens. We've got 13 hours of voting starting in about 36 hours.
Well, you know, I've been listening to your commercials. I listen to this station that plays old music, old standards. They even played them on there the other day. And the lounge, they played your commercial on the lounge, and I hear them on KFI. They're very effective commercials. You know, I don't know if you heard my monologue, but I listed some people, and I put Campbell right in there with those people. This guy is a typical, and I know you're a Republican at heart, and I don't want to down your party with you on the line, but the Republicans have not been doing what they should be doing on this issue. Can we agree on that?
That's exactly correct.
And Mr. Campbell is just another Republican Party guy. See, you got two Republicans. You got the constituent who wants this fixed, Jim, and then you got the policymakers, the Melmans, the Karl Roves, the Bushes at the top who don't care what the American people want. And that's what we've got to separate from, one from the other. We got to keep them separate. Those people should not dictate to the constituents what they're going to do. The party is run by the people.
That's correct, Terry. And what we've got is those Republicans who are really Democrats and who have infiltrated the Republican Party. Then you've got the real Republicans. You've got people like Tancredo and Virgil Good and,
right.
and Duncan Hunter and J.D. Hayward.
J.D. Hayward, there you go.
And Candace Miller. They're out there. There are several of them out there. If I win this congressional race, I'm immediately going to team up with, certainly with Tom Tancredo and all those on the like, of like mind, and we're going to face these issues head on, and we're going to get them resolved.
Well, you know, Jim, somebody asked the question of Campbell the other day. I won't even say Mr. They asked Campbell, if he was elected, would he join Tancredo's immigration reform caucus? He said, absolutely not.
He's shown his colors, and they're not red, white, and blue.
No,
they're gray. In other words, everything is gray. Everything is distractive. Everything is confusing. There's nothing concrete.
But to say he's not going to join this guy, and my follow-up question would have been, he said Tancredo's going in the wrong direction. Okay, what's the right direction? Capitulation?
Yeah,
you know?
The right direction to the Democrats and those Republicans who really have our weak need is to appease, just drop our borders. Memorial Day means nothing to us. 6,000 dead in one day in Saipan means nothing. All those who died at Normandy means nothing. Our heritage really doesn't matter. Let's just let natural evolution take over. Let's not consider what our founding fathers wanted for this country. And do you see where I'm going with it?
Absolutely. It's like Mickey said, they've forgotten Pearl Harbor even.
And I'm not standing for it. I am taking a stand. Terry, I am, in my opinion, I am that just no different than that lone Chinese patriot standing up against that Chinese armored tank in Tiananmen Square.
Well, you know what? We need you. We really do.
I'm taking the machine on.
You have to. We have to. Somebody has to.
I'm going
to
face up to the machine and help bring this country back under the rule of law.
Campbell is the machine.
Fight for the middle class. They're getting decimated. Just a, total lack, disrespect, disregard, and reckless disregard for the rule of law when it comes to our immigration laws. And this is deliberate. These people will be replaced. I will be one of the first to replace them, and the rest will be history. I'm sorry they have to learn the hard way, but they are no longer representing American people. They are representing themselves and their own special political party interests, and Americans have become savvy to this. I am a real Republican. The Republican that I'm facing is more of a Democrat than anything else.
Well, you know what? You said you're going to face the machine. He made it very, very, very obvious that he is the machine. He's going to fall right in there with the party and do whatever the party tells him to do. This guy is not willing to stand up on this issue. He hasn't before. Well, now he's making some speeches and commercials. But guess what? It's all a bunch of bull. None of it's true. And you know what? I don't like picking sides on candidacies. But this guy is the typical. He's what we need to get rid of.
Yes.
This you know what, Jim? This guy, Colby and Cannon and Flake, these are the guys that have run this country into the ground, and they don't even know if they're doing the right thing. They're just doing what the party tells them to do. And that's what angers me. They won't change. Tancredo changed. He decided that the party was going in the wrong direction, and he stayed in the party. That's fine. But he bucked the party and says, I'm not going where you guys are going. I am going somewhere else. And that's what new people to Congress are going to have to do. You cannot go in there and do the status quo. It is old, it is tired, and it is bad and wrong for America. And you're not going to do that. We've got people like Sonny Sardo. We've got people who are running for office now who understand that. We've got Randy Graff, another good guy in the state of Arizona. We need new people in there to get rid of these party hacks that are just going to do the bidding of George Bush and those under him, and it's not going to work anymore. People like you said are more savvy than they used to be.
Right, and you've got people like me who are aiming to replace these professional looters with some kind of a semblance of universal representation for the electorate. Not only am I bringing the 48th Congressional District to Congress with me, I'm going to bring the United States population with me. My election will be the earthquake felt from San Diego, California, all the way to Bangor, Maine. It's literally going to change the profile of politics as we know it in the 21st century. We're going to get this country back under the rule of law. We're going to be deporting all the MS-13 gang members who are over here illegally killing, dealing drugs, engaging in mayhem, robbery, you name it, child prostitution. Those people will be deported, and we're going to get a 500% increase to the U.S. Border Patrol and the Bureau of Immigration and Customs Enforcement as soon as possible. They need a 500% increase in their funding. And by the way, T.J. Bonner, head of the United States Border Patrol Council,
endorsed you.
10,000 strong, just endorsed me for Congress Friday.
That ain't bad, buddy. That ain't bad.
So we've got to go. We've got a lot of grassroots support, and that's something my opponents and their political machines cannot buy. It's a priceless commodity. I've got it. I know it. And
well, Jim, I've always said this. You don't just represent Orange County. You will be representing America, because every vote you vote hits the whole country. I tell people that all the time. Yeah, you may get elected in a certain district when you're a congressman, but you vote for the country. And every vote that the Maxine Waters and the Jackson Lees and the Wrangles, every one of those votes that they vote in a district that we may not live in affects us.
Yes.
And that's a problem. And we've got to fix that. Jim, what message do you want to give to folks? I got to go. Tell them what you want to tell them.
Visit jimgilchrist.com if you want to find out more about me. And when you go to the polls on Tuesday, vote for Gilchrist for Congress, because I'm going to Congress to get the job done. Thank you.
It hasn't been done yet. It needs to be done. Absolutely. Jim, we wish you the best. You're our guy. We love you.
Thank you, sir.
You've done with the Minutemen, and now you're doing it and trying to get the message out in a different way, and we applaud you so much, and I wish we could have done more for you. We did what little we could with the hour we have every week. John and Ken have been there for you. We applaud them for that. These other stations won't do it. These other shows won't do it, but we applaud them. We applaud McIntyre, and we applaud everybody that's helped you with this campaign.
Thank you, Terry. Thank you for your support, and I will talk to you soon.
All right, buddy. You take care.
Have a good night.
Our guy. All right, folks, there it is. Tuesday's right around the corner. We'll see what happens. Let's go to Jerry calling from Victorville.
Yes, yes. Look, he's an old Marine, too, if I remember right.
Yes, he is.
The other thing is that those in his district, get out there and walk for him and do the best you can, because we do need this man. He's a God-fearing and a 100% American. Now, Terry, I was down at Thanksgiving down below at Knott's Berry Farm. Ran into one of our fine LAPD retired officers who used to listen to Ray Brehm all the time. And he just loves you to death. He thinks you're the greatest. And I said, I know he's the greatest, and he agrees too. So we got a lot of people out there in Orange County Sheriff. The Orange County Sheriff, if you saw him last week on TV, he's the one who said, look, I'm here to protect the people. I'm going to do my job. If you don't like it, that's tough. Now, if you can get the city council behind him, he's got a half a battle on his way.
I wish him luck.
But the other thing is, no offense. The only offense, do we just need troops on the border? That's all it is. Put troops on the border. You want to put a fence down made by TJ? Fine. But, or what capacity do? But we can across 2,000 miles.
Well, so far we haven't been able to get those troops on the border, Jerry, but I think the fence may fly. I don't know. We'll see. I personally disagree with you. I want both. I want the fence, and then I want the troops on our side of the fence. I want them both.
You can have the fence, Terry, but being an old Marine, I would like to have a few mortars or a few mines on both sides.
Well,
on our side.
Whatever you think is best, but we do need the fence. Jerry, I got
one last thing.
Yeah.
I got my green card back from the Cal Police, so that was just fantastic. And old, forget that one. He doesn't believe in our way anyway. God bless Terry.
All right, Jerry.
Happy Thanksgiving. Happy Christmas.
All right, buddy.
And I'll be on the border.
Take care.
Bye.
Let's go to Wendy calling from Northridge. Wendy, what do you say?
How are you doing, Terry?
Pretty good.
Listen, your commentary was fantastic, and I totally agree with it. And people need to know that, you know, he's the 43rd president, and he's borrowed more money than any other president. And I think one of the reasons that he wants this guest worker program is because he's going to put most of America out of work, and the people that are coming over will work for $2 an hour.
Wendy, I have to correct you on something. He has borrowed more money than all other presidents combined.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, it's astronomical. And the sad thing about this, Terry, the gold is $500 an ounce. The guy is talking about maybe going to $1,000. America must understand that you are seriously looking at major 20th century depression in America that they have not seen since, you know, the 1920s and 30s.
And you've
I
got,
don't think America understands what's coming down the pike.
And, Wendy, we've got much more violent people here now than we had in the 20s and 30s, so it's going to be a lot worse when it happens.
I agree.
Yes.
And, you know, this Thursday I've got Lindsay Williams coming in to talk about the peak oil, about what a sham it really is, and how they're gouging Americans, Terry, and that they've got more oil than they did in 1940, but to absolutely get every nickel and dime out of the America so that they can be on their knees bleeding. It's just an absolute outrageous, sickest thing I've ever seen.
Give us a number, Wendy.
We are at 818-385-4003. That's 818-385-4003. That's this Thursday, 7:45, for Lindsay Williams talking about the sham on the peak oil and that the oil companies have more oil than they did in 1940.
Whoa. All right, Wendy. Thanks a lot. We appreciate it.
Hey, God bless. Happy holidays, Terry.
All right. Let's go to Shane calling from Mount Airy, Maryland. Shane, what do you say, buddy?
Hey, Terry. A man was arrested today for illegally migrating over the White House fence.
I saw him. I saw him.
You know, considering Bush's stance on illegal immigration, I have two questions.
He was undocumented.
Why does the White House have a fence and we don't?
Thank you. This guy was undocumented. He wasn't there illegally. He was undocumented.
Okay, someone should tell Shirts off this. Number two, will this guy get amnesty?
I doubt it.
That's it, Terry.
Yeah, you always keep it short, don't you, buddy?
Yeah.
All right, Shane, take care.
Have a good one.
All right, let's go to Jim calling from Laguna Hills. Jim, not much time.
Hey, Terry, how's it going?
Pretty good.
I just want to tell all you folks that's listening to the Terry Anderson Show tonight that lives in Jim Gilchrist's 48th Congressional District to get the vote out on Tuesday. And second of all, those Arizona listeners, Jim Colby is not running again, so this leaves...
Oh, what a shame.
the door wide open for Randy Graff.
Yeah, it does. We're going to try to get Randy Graff on next week so he can talk about it. Randy's a good guy, just like Jim Gilchrist. They're two of a kind, and we need that fresh blood in Washington, D.C. We really do.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
Okay.
All right, Jim, thanks for the call. Thanks for reminding us about Randy, and thanks for the good word about Jim. You know, he's right, folks. He's a good guy. And you know, if you want to vote for change, then vote for change. Don't vote for the same thing. Camel's the same old thing. Jim, take care.
Take care. Bye-bye.
I want to remind you folks of something, too. You know, in the last few weeks, we've had Jim Gilchrist on. We've had Ray Haynes on talking about the Cal Border Police. And we've allowed them to come on and ask for donations because we know their causes were pure and just, and they needed the help. As a result of that, we've gotten behind, and we are in dire straits again, as usual. You know us. We're the cardiac kids here. We get down and out, and then we need the money to come back. But we're not gonna be doing donations for anybody else now. Now we're looking out for the show again to keep the show going so that those people will have somewhere to go and talk about their issues. So if you want to help us, folks, you send your donations to the Terry Anderson Show, 3940 Laurel Canyon Boulevard, number 643, Studio City, California, 91604. I'll give that out again at the end of the show. We're going to have the calendars, 2006 calendars pretty soon, so be able to get that, and we'll talk about that probably next week. Let's go to Ernest calling from Los Angeles. Ernest, what do you hear? What do you say? Not much time.
Okay. Try to keep this brief. I don't know if you remember me. I'm the producer from the Los Angeles Urban Policy Roundtable.
Oh, how you doing, Ernest?
All right. How you doing today?
Pretty good.
Glad to see you still out there.
I appreciate it. I've been meaning to email you, too. I want to get your phone number because I want to give you a call. I want to talk to you about some things.
Okay, yeah.
I'm going to leave you on hold. Can you give it to my producer and I'll give you a call in the next couple of days?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll leave you on hold. Go ahead.
Okay.
What did you want to say?
Oh, well, I have a lot of things to say, but...
We got about a minute.
Yeah, okay. To focus in on one thing, I like what you said and some of the callers have said about Bush. I think he has a lot to do with this immigration situation.
Well, he's the main guy. He sets the policy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. I know he could be doing a lot more to control this situation.
Well, you know what, Ernest, he could, and the problem is he's got debts to pay. He's got to pay the people that put him and keep him in office, and that's why he's keeping this cheap labor. You think he cares what happens to our community? Black community's been devastated by illegal immigration, but he doesn't care. It doesn't matter. All he knows is he's got to keep that flow of cheap labor, and Karl Rove is telling him, you know, if you pander to these people, they'll vote for you. These people aren't going to vote Republican. Give me a break. So he's losing his hardcore Republican base, which I'm not a member of. He's losing people he's never going to get in the first place. He's not going to get them either. But what's going to happen is he's going to cause this country to be overrun for nothing. All for money, for dollars, for cheap labor. That's what it's all about. I got to go, Ernest. We're at the end of the show. I'm going to put you on hold, and I'll get my producer to get your phone number. Thanks for calling, buddy.
Okay.
All right. All right, folks. We're gonna get out of here now. I want to remind you to call our sponsor, the CapitalGoldGroup.com. You can get them at 1-800-510-9594. Don't forget this week with the swings. Got a couple of good ones. Bah humbug, and it's a Tookie Kilo holiday. Many people have asked me how I feel about the Tookie Williams deal. I will announce that next week. I'll tell you how I feel about it next week on the show. I promise you. All right, folks, I want to thank Mike Reed, Engineer Deluxe, who helped us every week, always does a superb job. And Les Blinkhorn, my producer, who took your call tonight. And I want to remind folks, you do need your help to stay on the air. Please send your donations to the Terry Anderson Show, 3940 Laurel Canyon Boulevard, number 643, Studio City, California, 91604. Don't forget K-Dawn, me and Mark Edwards, every week. That's 720 a.m. You can get us here in California, right out of Las Vegas. Don't forget those three websites we talk about every week, folks. That's the TerryAndersonShow.com. And don't forget our good buddy Juan Man at DeportAliens.com. And for the up-to-date information on the illegal alien invasion, go to Glenn Spencer's webpage, AmericanPatrol.com. This is Terry Anderson for the All American Radio Network saying we will be back again next week, as usual, attempting to articulate the popular rage. Good night, folks.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.